very first episode of Hungry Ducks, episode 1, presented by Cole Campbell and Adam Hoffes.
We will rate different fast foods on a tier list and discuss which food belongs in each group, starting with the best, A, B, C, D, F, never had, and never heard of. I can feel it all right. It's all I have. The first fast food place is the All-American Food, and we've never heard of that. The next one is Arby's. I would rank Arby's in C tier because the food there is pretty average.
I think Arby's is a definition of mid, so I'm definitely going to have to go to agree and put it in C tier.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Baja Fresh, Mexican grill. I've never even heard of it. Have you?
No, I've never heard of that. The next one is
Blimpy,
and I've never heard of that either. I don't even know what they sell.
It's a sub shop. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of Blimpy, though. All right, Bojangles is next. I don't believe I've ever had Bojangles. Have you?
No, I've heard of it, and I think they just sell fried chicken and waffles, I think. It's like a breakfast place, but I just put it in never had. All right. The next one is the Boston Market. I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of Boston Market either. Burger King. This is where it might get a little controversial, because I think Burger King is pretty bad. I'm going to put it in D. What do you think?
I don't think it's pretty bad. I think it's just average, all right? Like, the food they sell there, it's like a quality below McDonald's. But if I was hungry, I'd stop by there. It's not that bad.
I'm going with D. I can't change my mind.
Raising Cane's. I've heard of it, but I've never been there before. What about you?
I would absolutely love to try it. I've only heard good things, especially about their secret sauce, but I've never had it, so I'm going to have to put it in never had. Carl's Jr. They got some decent food, decent burgers, but I wouldn't put it above C. How about you?
I'd put it in D tier. I think it's not that average. There's so many other places I'd go before I'd go to Carl's Jr.
I agree. I totally agree with that. All right, so D sounds good. Checkers. Have you ever had Checkers? I don't think I have.
I've had Checkers once. The food wasn't that good. It kind of tasted like it was microwaved. And I don't know. I'd put it in
C or D. Which one are you feeling?
D.
D, huh? Yeah. Chipotle is one of my go-to. If it wasn't for it being not really fast food, I think it would be in the best. But I don't think you could put it in the best if it's not necessarily fast food. So I'm going to have to go with A. What do you think?
Yeah, Chipotle's pretty controversial because I don't think it's fast food because it's, you know, healthy ingredients. You can make a healthy bowl and, you know, I think it belongs in A tier.
Honestly. What do you give for in Chipotle?
I'd get a steak bowl, white rice, black beans, and I'd say an extra scoop of steak.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
They do be short charging you sometimes. Yeah. And it's crazy expensive, but I think it's definitely A tier. Chick-fil-A. I mean, I think that is the best of the best up there with the greats, but.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Chick-fil-A. They have, like, so many classic options. Their chicken sandwich, their nuggets, everything they have is pretty good. And, yeah, I'd put it in S tier.
I couldn't agree more.
Church's Chicken, I've never had that.
Back to Chick-fil-A. I think they have the best chicken on this list by far. I mean, I don't think anyone else's fried chicken competes, but...
Yeah.
So, all right, back to Church Chicken, sorry. What were you saying about Church Chicken?
I've never had it. I've heard of it.
I've definitely heard of it. I don't think I've had it. I think it's more of a thing in the South.
Yeah, I'd like to try it, though. It sounds like it's similar to Popeye's.
Yeah.
I don't know if Popeye's could be better than
Church's. I don't know. I think it's similar to Raising Cane's and Popeye's, too. It's just big chicken spot. All right, next up, Cookout. For me, Cookout's probably... C tier food, but B tier prices. Like, you can get a ton of food for relatively cheap. And I think that makes it B because I mean, if you're getting a lot for not a lot, then that's a good thing, I feel like, so.
Yeah, Cookout has a lot of good deals, and it opens pretty late.
Like, yeah, stays open. Yeah, doesn't close till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, so if you're out and need something late, Cookout
is a pretty good option. Yeah, the barbecue, it's pretty good. I'd put it in B tier. I'd put it in B tier.
I agree. Also with Cookout, I feel like they have so many things on the menu. Like, if you want something simple, you can get like a hot dog or some chicken nuggets. Yeah. But then you can get burger. There's milkshakes. Yeah. There's
everything. They have ribs.
Yeah, steaks. Their variety is absurd. Yeah. Next up, Culver's. I've heard of Culver's, but have you had it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never had it. I think it's pretty much like McDonald's, but in the Midwest, honestly. I heard they have like cheese curds.
Really? It's
pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I've never heard. I mean, I've heard of it. I've never had it though. Del Taco, I feel like everyone's heard of, but have you had it?
No, I think it's just like steps below Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's probably just like a Walmart version of Taco Bell, if I had to assume, from what I've heard. So I'm putting it in never had.
Yeah.
Are we gonna rank Denny's? Cause I mean, I don't think Denny's is fast food at all.
Yeah.
You go in there, you sit down, you get a menu, and you order.
Yeah. Denny's and IHOP, they're in the same category. They're just breakfast food. It's like a diner.
I don't know. You can get anything from Denny's and IHOP. Yeah. You can get a burger. You can get fish. But
yeah,
I don't know if I chose that.
I've also never tried Denny's really, but I don't know where we
should. I've had Denny's quite a few times, but I don't think it deserves to be ranked simply for the fact it's not fast food.
Yeah.
All right. Domino's Pizza.
Domino's. I'm gonna put Domino's in B.
B.
It's my go-to.
No, I agree. Yeah, Domino's is definitely, in my opinion, the best pizza shop, or especially around here. Yeah. Well, fast food chain pizza shops, because, I mean, you go to some mom and pop shop for pizza and it's probably gonna be better, but.
Yeah, but Domino's is just, it's like convenient. They make it in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, and it's perfect. And they got some good apps. I like some wings and tater tots.
Yeah.
Their garlic crust is phenomenal, I think. Mm-hmm. So. All right, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, I'll let you rank it.
All right, good. Because I think Dairy Queen is pretty good. I'm going to go with B food probably, but I think it's been around for so long and it's so iconic that I think it definitely deserves A or B. What do you think, A or B?
I think I'll put Dairy Queen at A for their shakes. And
The blizzards.
Their blizzards.
I think that is just iconic. Anytime you see something flipped upside down, any ice cream, you're like, oh my God, is it Dairy Queen? Like,
yeah. I think it's way better than McDonald's blizzards. Food-wise, I'd put it in B for food.
I agree.
I honestly don't get their food. I just get their blizzards, honestly.
Fair enough. All right, El Pollo Loco. Never even heard of it.
Yeah, I never heard of that. Sounds like a taco place.
Yeah, some sort of Mexican food, I'm assuming. Firehouse Subs. Had it? Heard of it?
Had it. I'd put it in C. I'd go for Jersey Mike's or Jimmy John's over Firehouse.
But. All right. I've heard of it. I've never had it though. So.
Yeah.
All right. Five Guys. Go ahead.
So this is controversial. I think Five Guys belongs in S tier or the best tier because their burgers are bigger, tastier than like all the other burger places. And I don't know. What do you
think? I think they definitely have the best fast food burger by far. And they have phenomenal fries. But they charge an arm and a leg for food. And when I think of fast food, I'm thinking something quick, cheap, greasy, and unhealthy. And when you are charging $20 for meeting in a meal, I don't know if I can put it in the best. I mean, I think they have phenomenal food, but I'm going to have to go with A. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just going off of terms of taste, honestly. I think it's S, but
okay.
Yeah. Next one is IHOP.
Same thing as Denny's. It's not fast food. All right. Yeah. In-N-Out Burger.
Mm-hmm. Their pancakes are all right, but I wouldn't rank it.
Okay. In-N-Out Burger, I mean, is a massive thing in the West Coast, and I think even the South a little, but more towards the West Coast. I mean, I've loved to try it. It is very iconic and famous, but I've never had it, never had a chance.
Yeah, so. I've heard it's top tier, one of the best.
Yeah, but never so had it. Too. Jack in the Box. Ever had?
Never had it. I did hear that it's not as good as the others, and it's, I think it's D tier, but I've never had it.
So. Okay. I've never had it either, so I'm just gonna never had. Jersey Mike's, in my opinion, by far the best sub place. Absolutely love it. They load you up with the vinegar and the special sauce, as I like to say. So that's why I think Jersey Mike's is the best sub place. So I'm gonna go with A or B. What do you think?
I think Jersey Mike's should go in B.
Okay, fair enough.
The next one is Jimmy John's, and personally, I think it's a little better than Jersey Mike's because the chips and the cookies are better, I think just the subs, the bread is better quality.
Wow.
But what do you think?
I mean, I couldn't disagree more. I believe Jersey Mike's is superior to Jimmy John's. I would put Jimmy John's at either C or D, but I mean, you sound like you're really liking it, so what do you think?
I think they honestly belong on the same tier. Wow. But
I think we got to separate them, though. Like,
okay.
We got to have one better and one worse.
We can put Jimmy John's at C. All
right. And then, what do you think Firehouse Subs is still the same, is it?
Jimmy John's is way better than Firehouse.
So all right, we'll drop Firehouse down to D. Yeah. I agree with that. All right. Jubilee? Is that
Jollibee.
Jollibee.
Yeah, it's a Filipino fast food place, not around here.
Never even heard of it.
They sell just fried chicken and spaghetti. It's kind of weird.
Have you had it before?
No. Okay. But
oh, KFC.
KFC. I think it's C tier.
I think C or D. Had it a few times. I think the chicken is nowhere near like Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. I don't think the chicken's anywhere near there. So I'm going to have to go with either C or D. You think Checkers is better than KFC?
No, I think KFC is better. Their chicken's bigger. The quality's better.
All right, I'm fine with that. Little Caesars. Definitely not as good as Domino's. What about... We have Pizza Hut down here somewhere, so... You think Little Caesars is above Pizza Hut or below?
I think Little Caesars is the lowest of the
low. I agree.
For one, there's not that many chains around here.
Yeah.
And I think their pizza is way too oily and stuff.
Okay.
And yeah.
Long John Silver. Personally, never had. Don't want to try. I don't think you should get fish from any fast food place. Yeah. I've never had it, but I've never heard of it. I've got to put it F. I never even had it, but you do not get fish from a fast food place. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the idea of selling fish is very taboo in the fast food world. But yeah, I think it belongs in F. I've never had it.
But which I understand that people might think is unfair, but it's fish at a fast food place. That is disgusting. Next up, McDonald's. I mean,
it's a classic. We're going S.
It has to go to the best. It's up there with Chick-fil-A. I mean, there's no way you don't think so.
Yeah, everything they have, it's all right. It's affordable. It does have a window where when it gets cold, it kind of is not that appetizing. But yeah, it's
really good. Chick-fil-A fries or McDonald's fries or Five Guys fries. Which one are you going with?
I'm going to say McDonald's fries. It's a classic.
Have to agree. I mean, by far the best fries out there. Maybe not the best burgers, but best fries. Most nostalgic by far. Everyone recognizes the double arch.
They have the perfect amount of salt, and I like it when there's a few fries left in the bag, and then it's the best part, honestly.
What's your go-to order from McDonald's?
I'm going to have to say a 10-piece nugget and maybe a Big Mac, honestly.
All right, I gotta get the number 10, which is a 10-piece meal with fries and a Coke. I mean, can't go wrong. Yeah. I do like the hot for Sunday, the McFlurries. And I mean, we could definitely dox McDonald's quite a bit for their ice cream machine. I mean,
yeah,
infamously known for being always broken.
Yeah, I heard that there's a huge scandal with the ice cream machine always being broken. I think Dairy Queen has way better Blizzards-wise and ice cream.
Yeah, but Dairy Queen's food doesn't compete to McDonald's. So
no, it doesn't.
We're going to have to leave McDonald's up there and Dairy Queen in A. All right, next up, Moe's. I've never had Moe's. I've definitely heard of it. Drove by it a few times, but I've never had it.
I've had Moe's. I think Chick-fil-A is way better. They give you more portion sizes at Chipotle. And
is it a sit-down restaurant or is it still fast food?
It's mainly fast food. It's okay, like Chipotle. Okay. You can sit down.
All right.
And they even have like a salsa station.
Have you? So you've had it?
Yeah, I've had it.
What are you going to go with?
I would go, it's definitely a C tier. It's okay. Not better than Chipotle.
Yeah, I don't think any form of a Mexican grill can compete with Chipotle.
Yeah.
Noodles Company.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it either.
I think they sell like ramen.
I'm going to guess noodles. I mean, if your company's named after noodles, is it called the Noodles Company? Yeah. I'm assuming you sell noodles.
Panda Express. I've never had it. I heard it's really good.
I've heard good and bad from Panda Express, but I've never had it. So that way, I'm just going to have to put in the never had. Panera. Panera, I think, is similar to Chipotle. It is good food, but is it really fast food?
I don't think it's fast food because you order it and you sit down mainly.
I agree, yeah.
Their food is good, but not in fast food terms.
I think a big thing for fast food is drive-through. Yeah. Chipotle and Panera don't have drive-throughs. So yeah. I'm going to go with A or B. What do you think?
I wouldn't rank it that high. I'd put it in C.
I think I'm going to go with B then, because I thought it could have been A, and you think it could be in C, so we'll meet in the middle. We'll go with B. Papa John's. I think Papa John's has pizza between Domino's and Little Caesars. I think it's just okay. It's not superb. They don't have anything that stands out, and you're like, oh, wow, Papa John's is the best. So I'm going to go with C. You think you?
Yeah, I agree with C. Papa John's, the only thing they have right is the pepper in the box with the garlic butter, like that, obviously. Right? Yeah, but Domino's, it's just way better with the garlic crust. Papa John's doesn't do that. We'll put it in C. All
right. PDQ.
Never had that.
Never heard of it. Have you heard of it at least?
No, I think it's a Florida thing, but no, never had it.
Penn Station. I've never even heard of it. Have you?
Not sure what it is. Penn Station's in New York. Maybe it's a New York thing.
I was assuming Penn, like Pennsylvania. That's what I was assuming. But it says East Coast Subs. I mean, we live on the East Coast, but I've never heard of it. So
yeah,
it says it's a sub place, but I'll go never heard of. Pizza Hut. What do you think?
Pizza Hut's way worse than Papa John's. I would honestly put it in D. I don't think it's an F tier thing, but
do you think Little Caesars is an F?
I think we should drop Little Caesars to F and put...
Yeah, I like that. I want to space out the them so we have each pizza place or each sub place has their own tier.
Yeah.
I couldn't get behind that Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is not as good as Papa John's and definitely not as good as Domino's, but it's still not as bad as Little Caesars. Popeyes. Home of the chicken sandwich. I mean...
Yeah.
I think that completely revived... Popeyes, I think it was going downhill, and then they came out with their spicy chicken sandwich and the regular chicken sandwich. Yeah. Everyone, I mean, that was a big craze. People were getting shot over having a chicken sandwich.
I know.
Just getting it. Like, I think when you have that kind of publicity for one of your food, I think that is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it's not good people got shot, but, you know, it's whatever. So where would you put it?
I would put Popeyes in B tier. Okay. The thing is, their chicken sandwich is superior to most places.
Agree.
Like, I think it's personally better than Chick-fil-A because it's bigger and it has a better crunch.
Popeyes is better than Chick-fil-A.
However, their other fried chicken is not that good, to be honest. I think it's just dry, honestly. But their chicken sandwich is good. I'd put it in A tier.
Okay, I think they have some good biscuits. I think that's another big thing about them. But it's kind of, for me at least, a one thing. They only have the chicken sandwich and the Popeye and the biscuits. But so I'm going to go with B as well. Is that what you said, right?
Yeah, I'll put in B. Yeah. Portillo's, never had heard of it, honestly.
Never heard of it either.
Sounds like a pizza place.
It says hot dogs, beef, burgers, and salads.
Well, I'm not a fan of hot dogs, but we'll go to the next one.
I like salad. I like all those things, honestly. All right, yeah. Potbelly. Never heard of it.
No, never heard of it.
I don't even know what the other this place is.
Qdoba.
Okay.
I think it's basically a Chipotle and Moe's type thing, and we all know where that's gonna go. It's gonna go in D. I think Qdoba is probably worse than
Moe's. So you've had it?
I've never had it.
Oh, okay. We can't rank it if we haven't had it. Well, I guess we did rank on Long John Silver, well, but...
we did, yeah, but...
I'll put it in never had it.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it, so...
All right. Quiznos, never heard of that.
Never heard of it either.
Roy Rogers, never heard of that.
What is up next? I haven't heard of it either.
Sabaro. It's a pizza place. I've never tried that.
Pizza place since 1956. Almost 70, over 70 years. No, almost. That is pretty impressive, but...
Yeah.
I've never heard of it either, which... Maybe that's on us, but it's in New York, sounds like, so. What?
This next one's pronounced Shlotsky's.
I think that's how you pronounce it,
It's a bakery and cafe.
Still never heard of it, though. Have you?
No. And, yeah.
Shake Shack. One of the biggest rivals of In-N-Out. And I've never personally had an opportunity to try it. Would love to.
Yeah.
I bet if I did, it would probably be... ABC somewhere in there, but I can't say I've ever had it, so I put it in never had it. You haven't had it either, have you?
Yeah, I did hear they're neck and neck with In-N-Out Burger. Yeah, I've heard that and too. It's a big debate, but I've never had it, so.
Alright. Next up, Sheetz. Ever had it?
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of it either. Never heard of that place either. I can't even read their logo.
Yeah, we're going to skip that one. Yeah. I think it's a chili place, but...
I'm going to put it in never heard of it. Yeah. Sonic. Have you ever had Sonic?
I've never had it, but since
you I've had it. I think with the rollerblades and everything, I think that it adds to it a little bit. The food's okay. I mean, yeah. I'd say it's quite mid food, maybe even D, but I think with the rollerblades and it's sort of iconic, I'm going to have to go with C, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're famous for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the roller braids, that's what they're famous for. You got to be sort of famous for your food, not something you guys do. I think that says a little something about your restaurant. Yeah. All right, next up, Steak and Shake.
Never had that.
Never had of it. Definitely have heard of it.
Yeah.
Next up, Subway.
Personally, I think Subway's D tier.
I think Subway is... Well, I've never had Firehouse Subs, so I think it's definitely the worst out of Jersey Mike's and Jimmy John's, so I agree with the D. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Never heard of that place either.
Swenson's, never heard of that. So.
Taco
Cabana.
Cabana, never heard of it.
No.
Never heard of...
Torchy's Tacos.
Never heard of Torchy's Tacos. Love the logo, but never heard of Torchy's Tacos. Waffle House. I agree with it's with Denny's and IHOP. It's not fast food. You can't say something's fast food when you go in there with a menu, sit down, order, eat your food, pay, then leave. I think that's not fast food. Once again, no drive through, no fast food.
So I've had Waffle House. I would say it's better than IHOP. However, I'd choose not to rank it because it's
mainly
fast food.
In my opinion, IHOP's the best. Then Waffle House, then Denny's. That's what I would think.
Yeah. Next one.
Wawa.
Yeah.
Wawa doesn't have a drive-through, but they are also a sub place and a gas station. So I think they're on the same level as Jimmy John's. What do you think?
I think Wawa belongs at the top of the C tier.
Okay.
I think it is better than Jimmy John's. Not only do they have subs, they have chicken sandwiches too. And it's a gas station. They have like drinks and chips and that.
We'll have Torchy's Tacos represent Rofo. We're all farms, as some might know. So, do you think Wawa's better or worse than Royal Farms?
I don't think it can compete because
you don't think Wawa can compete.
They shouldn't be compared because Royal Farms just sells fried chicken.
They sell subs too. The subs, I think if you're going for a sub, I will put them together.
Yeah.
And hear me out here. So if you're going for a sub, I think you should definitely go to Wawa. But if you want some fried chicken, I would definitely go to Royal Farms because they have really good fried chicken. I think they have better fried chicken than some of the places on this list. Like Burger King and Checkers and maybe even KFC. I think they have better food than KFC. The better chicken, sorry.
Yeah, I agree with that. Royal Farms does have good fried chicken. Let's put it in.
I put it in next to Wawa.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Wendy's.
Hmm.
I think Wendy's is A. I think they are pretty iconic with Wendy the girl. Everyone sees the big girl with red hair and they're like, Wendy's right there. Bacon and fries, phenomenal in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with A.
I totally agree. Wendy's is in A tier. Their food's good.
Whataburger is a big Texas chain, I believe, in the South. People love to compare it with In-N-Out and Shake Shack, but personally, I've never had it. Have you?
Never had Whataburger.
White Castle.
Same, never had it.
I believe it's more in the Northeast, which is kind of where we are, but never had it, so can't rank it.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any of this. I've had Taco Bell. I haven't had the rest of any of these, though.
I heard Wingstop is really good, but I think Wingstop belongs in
C-tier. Have you had it?
Yeah, I've had Wingstop.
Okay, you believe C-tier? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, and no, I haven't heard of any. Oh, I've heard of Zaxby's, and I haven't tried any other stuff. And then Taco Bell, what would you rate Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, I'd put it in top tier S.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best taco place. Yeah.
Wow. I don't think it's part of the best. I'll put it in A. I don't think it's the best. I don't think it's up there with McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, but
okay.
I think if late night, you're hanging out with the boys, you need some food, Taco Bell's got you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Hungry Ducks, and we're happy to see you later on.
Yep. Bye. See you later.